From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran claims it launched two ballistic missiles today, purportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The semi-official Fars news agency showed pictures it said were of Qadar H missiles being fired from a mountain range in eastern Iran into the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its borders and skies.
Under the president's leadership, the United States has invested above and beyond our FMF assistance, over $3 billion in the Iron Dome system and other missile defense programs and systems for Israel.
According to an Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps leader, the reason the missiles have a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to strike Israel. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden today condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians coming as he visited Israel, saying there is no justification for this hateful violence. Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act, saying civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate.
This cannot be viewed by civilized leaders as an appropriate way in which to behave. It's just not tolerable in the 21st century.
Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said nothing justifies these attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American special forces last week is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq, where new gas attacks by the terror group were reported today. The man suspected of being the chemical weapons chief was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons was not disclosed. Officials in Iraq told VOA Islamic State fighters fired rockets into north of Baghdad. This